conversation.
You're listening to Wolverine Radio.
How much money, if can you divulge that? How much money was raised?
It's a public fund, of course. Nothing private about it. Sure, yeah. So, and we're happy to share.
First of all, what is the Emergency Fuel Fund?
The Emergency Fuel Fund is a fund that the seniors established 7 years ago. It's to provide emergency heat fuel for people who have run out of fuel. It is cold. They are at risk of freezing. And it's to get them up and running again until we can get them into the energy application process so that they'll be helped for the rest of the winter. But it's that initial, they need an emergency delivery, a minimum delivery, just to get them warm.
Okay.
So that's what this is.
And then the breakfast is held every year.
It is.
And how much did you make last year?
We made just over $3,000 last year. Go ahead, ask me how much we made this year.
And how much did you make this year?
This year we made over $4,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it was... It was a great success, and so many people in the community come out. A lot of that was private donations. It's from businesses. It's from seniors. Mm-hmm. It's from residents, whether they're in the borough, out in the town, people who may have been helped by the fund before. It's a cross-section. School. There was some school support, so good to see. And that's the beauty of this event, is that it has become such a community event. It's really... We had the cheerleaders here volunteering their time. We had just youth in the community who didn't belong to any particular group, but they wanted to do something in the way of community service. So many youth came out to volunteer, and we even had a lot of representation from the school community, and that was nice.
I came here, I asked, I said, well, what do you want me to do? They went, I think we got it all covered.
There were so many people that came in, you know. But never feel that you can't, you know, just sit. And even like if you see that somebody's been standing there buttering the toast for 30 minutes,
yeah,
just say, hey, why don't you go sit down, have a cup of coffee, and I'll take over. And that's really, it's hard when you have that many people coming in to volunteer, including the seniors. It's hard to say, okay, well, you're here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like everything that we do, we wing it, and it always works. Best laid plans don't work in this
yeah. We wing
building.
It too.
Yeah. Yep, so.
So speaking of this building.
Yes.
What's going on with the future building?
Well, we continue to work on it. The design is almost finished. We did go out to bid for a construction manager at risk, and the building committee has chosen a firm for that. So we're going to be moving forward with that. And I think that once we have that company on board, then we finalize the plans, and that construction manager will be able to, it's their job to basically come up with a dollar amount. And until we have that dollar amount, we can't really do anything in the way of looking for grants. Once we have that, we're going to be hitting the ground running looking for grant money, whether it be federal. I know that there may be some opportunities out there for us.
A lot of breakfasts?
Well, you know... After I saw this number, I said, you know what? We could open up a restaurant and probably pay for our own senior center. It was good.
Serving Jewett City, Griswold, Plainfield, and the surrounding community.
Always proving to you that we are all about local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio.